views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you're listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. For the next hour, we will cover some topics from the Knowledge Book. And this week, we're going to talk about the Knowledge Book Council and Totality of 18 Studies, Continued Answers to Listener Questions. So previously, just to review what we had covered, we talked about the councils, and council studies are where three people get together, and these people could be lifelong friends, or they could have just met, they're complete strangers, but those are the three people that are available at that time to become a council member, and that is what their essence is calling them to do. And what they do is they study every Tuesday consecutively, starting with fascicle 1 from the loose fascicle format, and they study meaning reading, explaining every week each fascicle, and when they get to supplement 7, which is the final chapter in the knowledge book, because the knowledge book contains 55 fascicles and 7 supplements, or 62 weeks later, then they, as a council, read from fascicle 1 again. And at the same time, because now they have gotten to the point of being prepared for law of service to the human, they open up a focal point, and within the first 30 days of having that focal point, they have registered 3 flowers. So now this focal point has 21 people in that. And what they do on a weekly basis is to give out 3 chapters, 1, 20, 25, or the first chapter of the knowledge book to someone on their conscious mission day, plus an additional one on the last Sunday of the month, which is our friendship meal day, meal Sunday. And they write, if it is necessary for them to write, the knowledge book starting with fascicle 1, and they need to finish by the 62nd week, okay? They also study the guidelines one Sunday of the month. They go to the meal of friendship once they become solar teachers, and this is when they've read together for 62 weeks, have finished their writing their notebooks, and they have each other's signatures in their notebooks at the end, and they can then go to the meal of love when there is a meal of love or friendship meal available in the city. Okay, and these councils do horizontal reflections to the surrounding area. And this is what counteracts the negativity in that area. It increases the positive energy in that area, and it speeds up the evolution for everyone around them in that area, in which case they go through their alpha training programs much more quickly, and they graduate into the better program, which is the knowledge book program. And of course, a council of three is an autonomous totality. It basically makes its own decisions. However, they are obliged to act within the guidelines that are given for councils in terms of their activities and how they perform their activities. Now, the totalities of 18 are the same yet different. It is different in that a totality of 18 is composed of 18 solar teachers, where councils, at least the beginning 62 weeks, are the preparation and the training for solar teachers. The programs that are described in the knowledge book about the totalities of 18 are actually the programs that were in place in Turkey at the time that the program started to be implemented on our planet. Okay, so we do not follow those guidelines anymore. They're there for historical purposes, and they are there to actually include the energies and frequencies of that time period for us who are reading and working with the book. And in this case, both the 18 and the members of the 18 and the council give out either the three chapters or the first chapter of the knowledge book to someone on their conscious mission day. And again, an additional one on the friendship meal day, which is the last Sunday of the month. They also study guidelines. They have their own guidelines for the 18 that they go over and they read. They also then are obliged to go to the friendship meal on the last Sunday of each month. And the totality of 18 actually does a vertical connection of the magnetic field of their country to the dimension of the All-Merciful, and they vertically reflect the Beta energies. So this is different from the council programs. The council programs do the horizontal reflection. The totality of 18 do a vertical reflection. And they are the group that is responsible for forming the aura of the knowledge book in the universal ordinance of the dimension of All Merciful. And this is also, this area is also where councils and 18s are different, where a council studies for 62 weeks and their flowers also have 62 weeks to finish writing. The totality of 18, their flowers need to finish in 26 weeks. And when that flower graduates at the end of 62 weeks, in other words, the first 26 weeks they study together with their teacher on a Friday, then they semi-independently study the rest of the fascicles by themselves, but the solar teacher is connecting them. And then they become independent councils, and so the solar teacher graduates two councils every year, okay? And when the 18 is formed in a country, then Cosmos is able to see the people in the country and help that country by opening up special programs for that country. So Councils of Three programs is a magnetic field building and unification within the borders of that country, while the totality of 18 is a magnetic field building and a unification of the countries within the dimension of the All-Merciful. Okay, so this is basically a general overview of what we had covered previously about the councils and totalities of 18. Does not go into as great a detail as we did before, but it gives you a reminder of what we had covered. So then we're going to continue with the questions that we were not able to finish at the last time. So the first question is, are we only missionaries when we are involved in a council? How do we interpret the word missionary outside of the religious dimension? So we'll kind of flip this around and we'll do the second part of the question first. So the second part is, how do we interpret the word missionary outside the religious dimension? Now, in order to do this, let's go over what mission and missionary actually is in the world dimension. So I went into a dictionary. This is the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and it has several definitions for the word mission. And the first is a ministry commissioned by a religious organization to propagate its faith or carry on humanitarian work. So, as an example, it uses organize the mission to help some country. Or there's a separate entry that says assignment to or work in a field of missionary enterprise. A mission establishment, a local church or parish dependent on a larger religious organization for direction or financial support, such as the Spanish missions in California. Missions plural, they define as organized missionary work. There is also a separate definition as far as the religious aspect is concerned, and it is a course of sermons and services given to convert those who are not yet members of that church or that organization, and so it becomes a preaching mission. However, although we're used to having the word missionary used mostly in the religious aspect, there is a different kind of use for the word mission and missionary, and this is where a specific task with which a person or a group is charged. For example, their mission was to help victims of the disaster. Another one is a definite military, naval, or aerospace task. For example, a bombing mission, a space mission. And another example of a definition is a flight operation of an aircraft or spacecraft in the performance of a mission. So, for example, as a mission to Mars. And there's another definition where it says that it is a pre-established and often self-imposed objective or purpose, statement of the company's mission. So this is something outside of the religious dimension, and that is also where the word mission is used. It could also be a calling or a vocation, meaning her mission or his mission was to be a teacher, or his mission was to discover the cure of cancer. So when we look at the word for the word mission, and when we look at it in a more general sense, then we can summarize the word mission or missionary as a mission is a task to be accomplished in conjunction with some set of goals and guidelines, either self-imposed or externally imposed. So missions are not only religious in nature, as we have just seen in the definition that is being given by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And when we start using the general meaning, not the religious meaning, as a measuring stick, meaning a task to be accomplished in alignment with a set of goals or guidelines, then when we look around ourselves and look in the surrounding area, everyone and everything is on mission. So we can think of some instances. We could consider that keeping ourselves alive and healthy is also a mission. Earning a living, holding a job is also a mission. Being able to grow up is also a mission, meaning, you know, you go through your stages of development physically, and that is your mission to become a mature, autonomous, motivated adult. Going to school is a mission. Having a family is a mission. Supporting and educating our children is also our mission. So this educational system has specific goals and guidelines, and they are performing specific tasks to be able to accomplish those goals and following those guidelines. So when we are in a goal-oriented world level, then we choose missions ourselves to become an astronaut to go on a Mars mission. So we could discover the cure of cancer. We can discover new medicines. We can change the governing principles of an organization. We can form a revolutionary movement to change the way the governments are working or the structure of the country itself. We can have a mission of becoming a CEO or the goal of becoming a CEO of a corporation. Or we could have the goal of becoming a teacher or doing something that we our essence calls us to do, such as save the planet by creating and implementing conservation methods. We can also be an archaeologist and someone who discovers yet hidden artifacts of human history. We can do all kinds of things, and each one of these is a task. It is a function. It is something that we perform based on some kind of a guideline, some kind of a goal that we wish to accomplish. Okay? So we could go on and on and on as far as the world level. And then we go, when we dig a little bit deeper, then maybe when we look at the actual world around us, physical world around us, crude matter world around us, we could take an example of a carbon atom. Now, that carbon atom, depending on where it is, it performs a specific task and function. So it could also be said that it has the mission of to do a certain thing in that particular thing or that instance. So a carbon atom is found in the human body cell. A carbon atom is found in coal. It can also be found in tennis rackets, and it's in the soil. So in each of these states, meaning a cell, tennis racket, whatever, wherever the carbon atom is, gasoline, benzene, wherever this carbon atom is, it has a specific mission to perform in each of these states. So when it is part of our body, then its mission is to be one of those minerals, one of those molecules, one of those atoms that allows our tissues to be the tissues that they are. In coal, then it has the mission of providing heat and light when it is burned. In the case where it is part of a tennis racket, then it provides a resilient but durable and very lightweight fiber to substitute for wood, and therefore holds the strings of the tennis racket and allows us to play tennis. In terms of it being as part of the soil, then it becomes the mission that it has is to be the raw material for the plants to grow and for us to have food, and then that furnishes the raw material for growing and maintaining our bodies and maintaining other bodies as well. When we look at our blood cells, they also have a very specific function in the body. And it could be said they also have a mission, the task, the duty, to carry oxygen to the cells and conversely to pick up as they deliver the oxygen, they pick up the carbon dioxide, which is then released through the lungs and the process starts again. And the very fact that this hemoglobin molecule has a specific composition. It has a specific shape, and that allows it to capture and release certain molecules, meaning oxygen and carbon dioxide, and it is perfectly suited for its mission. And when we go a little bit further, we could say that, well, the floor that we stand on, the cars that we drive, the pencils that we draw with, the pets we have, animals we consume, whatever it is all of it has a mission on multiple levels, not only one level. However, when we look at the universal level, all the missions in crude matter and world dimension that we are currently accomplishing, everyone and everything functions in alignment with our universal evolution plan that we were born to accomplish, and that is to become a genuine human and therefore to receive permission to enter the advanced dimensions. So we are called missionaries when we're in a council or totality of 18, or we have a reflection focal point. And this is a mission on the path of our and humanity's evolution into becoming genuine humans. And the tasks that we accomplish that when we are in a totality of 18 or when we are in a council is basically to meet on Tuesdays, to give out fascicles, to open up reflection focal point, and giving seminars on Saturdays. And these are not separate from but are rather intertwined with our other world missions. So, and all of it is part of the overall goal and mission of the salvation of humanity. So we are missionaries, not only in the sense of the knowledge book, we are also missionaries on all levels of our lives. We are parents, we are teachers, we are workers. We do all kinds of things. We need to be in all kinds of places. We need to go shopping. We need to go to school. We need to take our kids to school. We need to do all kinds of things. So this job that we do, this task that we do, this mission that we perform as a council, as a totality of 18 member, then is it's like a hand in a glove. Wherever we go, we have the opportunity to meet with people. We have the opportunity to talk to people. This is not something that we go into our own room at our own time or go into a cave somewhere on a mountain. We are not separate from people. We're not separate from life. We are part of life. We are integrated with life. And this is where we work, and this is what we do when we do it. Okay? So now we'll go into the second part of that question. Are we only missionaries when we are involved in a council? Well, as I've just mentioned, of course not. When we were going over this very small list of all the missions that we accomplish and all the tasks and little jobs that we have, and everyone has to accomplish whatever it is that need to accomplish in order for them to survive, to live, to educate, to have the wherewithal to be able to live and put a roof over our heads. All of us have missions. And when we look at what we had just covered, it's a very small subset of what actually goes on all around us. And when we go a little bit beyond our planet, if you look at the sun, then its mission is to shed light and energy onto everything around itself. It also has a particular path to follow. It revolves around the galaxy in a certain time frame. And when that light hits a tree on our world, then the tree's mission is to absorb the sunlight and produce oxygen for those who need to breathe oxygen and to take in carbon dioxide for themselves and for the other green forms of life. So everything is an intertwined web of where everything is within everything else. And everything is connected to everything else. And everything is performing missions, and everything is performing that particular aspect that needs to be done in our planet, in our universe, okay? So we just don't usually think of the jobs that we go to or the school that we go to or the tasks that we need to accomplish as missions. However, in the description of a mission, what we do is mission. And everything gets done, everything works out because everything that's in place, everything that we do, enables us to exist, to live, and to continue to live, and to accomplish what it is that we came to accomplish. So the council coordinate, who is called a missionary, has his own, her own set of tasks to accomplish. And again, this mission is not separate from whatever we do every day. It is a part of what we do every day. We meet people, we reflect everywhere, and reflect to everyone where we go. And when we are doing the reading program from the latest version of the knowledge book, then we are accomplishing consciousness and grace, the coordinates, wherever they are on the planet. And although we may take some time for our meetings, like a council meeting, like a Totality of 18 meeting, like focal points on Saturday, this, in fact, when you actually do the math, it becomes a very small portion of the 168 hours we have in a week. And when you compare how many hours we spend on the job, how many hours we spend cooking, how many hours we spend shopping, how many hours we spend doing everything else, the council work, the totality of 18 work become less and less in terms of the proportion of time spent. So we'll go to the next question, and that is this joining a council a lifetime commitment? And the answer is yes, it is a lifetime commitment. This is something that needs to be accomplished in our lifetime, and this is something that we had signed up for when we came here, and it is part of our path, part of our plan for ourselves in this lifetime in order for us to become a genuine human and therefore gain permission into the advanced dimensions. But when you look at something, okay, at first when this is mentioned to people, all of a sudden you get the look deer in the headlights. Oh, goodness, lifetime program, run the other way, quick, let me get out of here. But then let's look at it a little bit more logically. When we really think about it, whatever we do is actually a lifetime program. Try not breathing for a couple of minutes. Try not eating. Try not working. Try not learning. Try not becoming a mature human. These are all lifetime programs. We cannot just stop working and expect us to have a roof over our heads, to be able to feed our families or feed ourselves. There is no way that we can stop breathing. There is no way that we can stop any of these things. The reality is that when we came to our planet, when we arrived, when we were born here, we came in having committed to a lifetime program. You come in by birth, and the only way out is by death. So we are here as a lifetime program, and everything that we do actually is a lifetime program. We may switch jobs. We may go from, you know, grammar school to high school to college to graduate school. However, no matter what profession you're in, you need to go and take either advanced credits or maintain your position and have, you need to take a further courses to be able to maintain your position, to be able to be at the top of your field. There is no such thing as someone going into, let's say, the IT or computers where they don't constantly go to courses and upgrade themselves to be able to be within the current needs for the organization as far as information technology is concerned. Even we who are at home, or those who are at home who are working with Excel or working with computer programs, need to upgrade our skills because new programs come in, new functionality comes in. We've got to be able to maneuver. So the learning is always going on. There is always something that needs to be done and needs to be accomplished. Okay, and then comes the next question, which is how many councils do you need in a certain area to form a totality of 18? Actually, currently there is no specific number that is given as to the number of 18s, that number of councils that need to be in a country. However, you need to have 18 solar teachers that live in the capital of the country or the most populous city of the country. So you need to have a certain population base to be able to support a totality of 18. So as long as you have 18 solar teachers in the capital or the most populous city in the country, then you're able to form a totality of 18. And it is only solar teachers that enter the program. Now, previously in the knowledge book, it talks about, and we were given initially the program that new people could come into totality of 18. You haven't written your notebook yet. You haven't become a solar teacher. You come into totality of 18, and when you're in the totality of 18, you finish writing in 26, excuse me, weeks. You get the signatures of the other 18 members plus yours, and you become, excuse me, a solar teacher. That is no longer the case. It is now only solar teachers, meaning those individuals who have written their notebook in 62 weeks, who have studied together in a council for 62 weeks, who have then received the signatures of their council, of their coordinates, and themselves in that notebook, that's when they become solar teachers. And those are the ones that qualify for going into the totality of 18. Because if we remember, the totality of 18 is a totality. It is a consciousness totality. Everyone in there is supposed to be in the same magnetic field and same consciousness level. And that is the totality that beats as a single pulse. So for that kind of work to be done, you need more mature individuals, and solar teachers are those that have the qualifications, the characteristics that are needed. However, the totality of 18 programs in itself, if you do not have all the characteristics that are necessary, you will be able to get those characteristics through the work that's being carried out in the totality of 18. So currently, every country is to have a totality of 18, one totality of 18, but many councils of three. And eventually, when the totality of 18 fulfills certain requirements, then it receives the permission to become an association or a branch. And then all the councils within that country become members of that branch. And that association is formed in alignment with the legal laws and guidelines and the bylaws of the country that it's in, and also in alignment with the World Brotherhood Union's bylaws as well. We have another question, and that is, how many totalities of 18 do you need to form a branch? Actually, there is only one totality of 18 that is needed for a country, because only one totality of 18 is formed in each country, and it is only that one that connects it to the dimension vertically, to the dimension of the All-Merciful. And again, it's usually in the capital or the most populous city in that country. And maybe it is now time to take a break, and we will be back again after a short break. Just to give you a reminder, if you need to go into our knowledge book website, it's www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. Should you wish, and we hope that you do, want to give us questions or topics to cover in one of our shows, then please text me at 973-787-7035. Again, 973-787-7035. Okay, we'll go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we're back on Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. And this is Marge Potasik. And this is the Knowledge Book Radio Council on Totality of 18 Studies with listener questions continued. And once again, if we'd like to remind you to text your questions or suggestions for topics to 973-787-7035. And a lot of information, including the new schedule for the next two trips to Turkey, are now going to be on our website, or should be on our website, and that is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. Okay, so we were covering questions about the Towers of 18 and the Council programs, and the next question is, Fascicle 1 discusses a bank account. What does that mean when we join a group? So, first thing I wanted to mention that everyone in the Council or Totality of 18 is a brother or sister to each other. And each group is autonomous, and each group has the responsibility, has the mission to work to perform certain tasks in alignment with the guidelines that are given for the Council of Three or Totality of 18. So the guidelines, of course, for its Council of Three and Totality of 18 that are the same would be to give out mission day fascicles, to write the knowledge book if that's necessary, to talk to people about the knowledge book, to come to council meetings, to come to Totality of 18 meetings, to open up focal points, to open up flowers, to register flowers. So this is what we do. And in order to be able to give out a mission day fascicle, somehow you have to get a mission day fascicle. So both the councils and the Totalities of 18 have the responsibility of producing their own fascicles. They are given a special matrix copy, original copy, and one member in a council or three people in a totality of 18 are given the responsibility or take on the responsibility of producing fascicles. So when you go produce fascicles, whether you go to a printer or you purchase your own printer and produce the fascicles on that one, costs are incurred, and those costs are shared, meaning the three people in the council or the 18 people in a totality of 18, the 18 solar teachers in a totality of 18, are responsible for contributing for the payment of the production of those fascicles. Okay? So the council or the totality of 18 in each of their cases have the opportunity to figure out how that cost is going to be covered. Meaning they may decide that one person will cover the costs of printing and then the other two will reimburse them. Or they may decide to, let's say, set aside a certain amount of money on a weekly basis. And when they run out of fascicule sets, then that money that is put into that bank account is then used to pay for the printing costs. Besides the cost of producing fascicules, there are also the costs incurred maybe covering the telephone line. One person where the council is meeting or the totality of 18 is meeting needs to have a landline, but the person who in whose home that landline is should not be the only one covering the cost of the telephone. So there needs to be some kind of a way to cover the cost of that telephone, cover the cost of the printing, and should they decide to have parties or some kind of gatherings, whatever time frame they want to do that, then again, it becomes a shared project. It becomes a shared cost for doing that activity. And when they open up the focal point and they have guests over, they may or may not, depending on what they do and how they do it, offer some food, some light refreshment to people. So again, this is a shared cost. How that cost is covered depends on how the three people in the council or the 18 solar teachers in a totality of 18 decide to do it. And this is where the bank account comes in, because it is this bank account that basically collects the money from the individuals, and there is a person in the council, and there's three people usually in a totality of 18 that has the responsibility for handling the transactions for the bank, making deposits in the bank, issuing checks from that checking account. However, those disbursements, those deposits are basically agreed upon by the three people. It is not the finance person's responsibility to make their own individual decisions. It becomes a decision of the three people whether any checks are to be issued and where they are issued to. There are also cases where solar teachers go and represent the knowledge book at expos, at some kind of national events, in which case the cost also is covered by the people either in a council or totality of 18. And again, this is a shared cost by everyone, and it goes through that account. Now, in the United States, technically, the three people in a council or the three people that are responsible for the finances in a totality of 18, they all three should be represented on that checking account. However, the current laws in the country is that the only time you have three people on an account is when it is a business. And probably when the 18 becomes an association or becomes a branch, that's when three signatories would be on that account. But in a council, it is two people's names who are on the bank account. However, it is the three people in the council that decides the disbursements coming from that account. Okay. And I just also wanted to mention that in the council, besides the finance duty, there are also two other responsibilities. One person is the contact person, one person is the finance person, and the third person is the one who produces fascicules. So the contact person's responsibility is basically communication. Communication between themselves and either the totality of 18 or the acting center for that country. And the fascicule person actually goes and does the physical printouts of those fascicules that are used for missions. Okay. And as I had mentioned, where one person holds these tasks, holds these responsibilities in a council, it is usually three people that are assigned for the contact, for the finance, and for the fascicle production. And the other thing to consider is that all these responsibilities are done by the person that's in charge of that responsibility. However, in the case, we always help each other. So we share the burden where the becomes too much. So FASIC production usually is a very big job, and more than one person is involved in that. So that's the way it is. Okay, then we have the next question. If every country is to have a totality of 18, then what happens when a country still does not have enough solar teachers to form a totality of 18? Well, if there are not enough solar teachers to have a totality of 18, then that country is not connected and the magnetic field of the universal ordinance is not formed for that country at the dimension of all merciful. However, the tasks and the responsibilities of a totality of 18 are actually then given to or assigned to a council. So the council then becomes an acting center instead of a totality of 18 being the center. So the council then has a responsibility for finance, for fascicle production, and for contact. And in this case, this council not only communicates between themselves and the center or the acting center for that country, that council has the responsibility of communicating with and giving information coming from the main center to the councils and from the councils to the main center, just like a totality of 18. And they produce the fascicle sets that are used by the councils. So they have a greater responsibility. And that usually is the first council that is formed in the capital of that country or in the most populous city in that country that is to have a totality of 18. Okay. So in the United States case, we have a council in New York that does that has the responsibility of being an acting center. Okay. And then we have a next question. Do they tell you where you must move to form a council? Well, first of all, we need to make things perfectly clear. No one can tell anyone else what to do. No one can force anyone else what to do, anything, or to impose anything on anyone. If the celestial authorities do not have their authority, do not have the capacity to be able to interfere or somehow impose their will and impact our free will, then we certainly do not have that privilege as well. We are not permitted to interfere or to impose anything on anyone. Every individual decides by themselves what they do. So we become both the jury and the judge of ourselves. We are each autonomous and responsible for ourselves and our actions. And we ourselves follow our consciences. No one else can tell us what to do. So basically, if we want to read, then we read. If we don't want to read, then we don't read. If we want to join a council, then we join a council. If we are a solar teacher and want to become part of a totality of 18, then we do so. Otherwise, we don't. So again, if even the celestial authorities cannot interfere with our free wills, then we also cannot interfere with anyone else's free will. However, on the flip side of things, let's say an individual, when they hear about the totality of 18, somehow they know in their essence that this is something that they would like to do. But they live in a city that is not the designated place where the totality of 18 is to form. So they, in that case, themselves may decide that they will move to the city where that totality of 18 will be formed. But this is their own wish. This is their own decision, and this is not something that is forced on anyone else ever. On the same side, there may be a case where someone has been friends with someone forever, but it is a long-distance relationship. There's different cities. However, when this individual learns that the other individual is forming a council, and they, again, out of their own essence, know that they want to be in that council and be with that person to do the work of the knowledge book as a council, then again, that individual may decide on their own to move to the other location to be with that individual and be in that council. But again, it is that individual's choice, and that isn't that individual's wish. A lot of times, however, it is not because of this essence of calling, but something happens where it's job-related or it's family-related or something else happens where the person changes their mind as to where they want to be and where they want to stay, and they find opportunity in another state or another city or even another country, in which case, if they are in a council, then they find a replacement for themselves in that council. And they move to where they want to move because of a job, because of family needs or whatever. And they form a council there and continue their work as being part of a council. But this time, there are the responsible people for that council. Okay. And there is another question. Becoming a genuine human is hard. Can I accomplish it? So we did the show on the genuine human, it became clear that we already are hardwired. We are already softwired to accomplish this mission of ours. We come perfectly suited. We come into the environment that we need to provide the perfect setting and conditions for completing our karmas and learning the lessons we still need to learn. So, and we are also presented with experiences that are perfectly adjusted to our status, and for us to be able to use our intellect, logic, and awareness to solve the situations at hand, and therefore to step by step increasing not only our brain power, but our inherent power. Any situation that is presented to us is a stepping stone. It's something that allows us to prove to ourselves how powerful we are and to grow our power. So the stage is perfectly set. All the players are ready, and it's like a domino effect. If anyone saw, there are like patterns that people make out of dominoes. The dominoes are standing up, one close to each other. And when that first domino is pushed, then all the dominoes just fall one on the other till the end. And everything is triggered. That one push triggers everything to happen. So this is what happens to us, actually. Because we come in and our birth becomes the trigger for the rest of our lives. Because everything is perfectly adjusted, perfectly set for us to be able to evolve. And especially when we actually realize who we are, where we came from, and why we're here on this planet, that we realize that we have a mission, not only terrestrial mission, not only world mission, not only crude matter mission to accomplish, that we are here to serve humanity, to allow humanity to be saved. Then when we go onto the path of the knowledge book, when we follow the guidelines set for us, meaning on a Tuesday, giving out mission day fascicles, writing our notebooks, opening up focal points and giving conferences at the focal point on a Saturday, forming flowers, talking to people, meeting at the last Sunday of the month, having cooked our own individual food and then sharing that food with everyone, all the other solar teachers that gather, then it becomes an automatic domino-like effect where it is guaranteed for us to be able to succeed. However, of course, we could sabotage ourselves by running away, by following our ego and not our conscience, and therefore we lose the opportunity that we are given. So, and the very fact that we are alive at this time means that we have what it takes to become a genuine human. The path has been designed. And what we need to do is actually follow that path, and the process then becomes automatic. Please remember that we have capacities that are much bigger than we ourselves estimate. We are very powerful entities who underestimate our power. And when we look at the biographies of people who have accomplished great feats, have become CEOs, have become tremendous explorers, have done humongous things, you can find at least one humongous failure in their lives. And it is because of this humongous failure that they themselves are able to, this becomes a jumping board for them to become successful. So what the knowledge book usually says, don't whatever happens to you, don't let it intimidate you. Let it motivate you. Okay, we have 1 minute left. So we need to make sure that we remind you that all the programs that are in knowledge book and everything that is designed for the sole purpose of allowing us in the most quickly, most easily, and the best way to get us to the goal, which is becoming a genuine human, and which is to allow us to become successful and become more and more powerful. And again, if you would like to contact us, please go to our website, www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. Contact me either by MaryJohnPeter99@gmail.com. That's MMJP99@gmail.com. And provide us with topics. And please remember, and as Mrs. Chirac repeats often, you are the ones who will save the world. Thank you. Till we see each other next time or hear each other next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.